And the pasuk, the parasha Vayechi, by Yehuda, the pasuk says, "Chachriva yinayim yoyin, uvevein shinayim yicholov." The Yehuda is going to be so prosperous, as Rashi says, and has so much wine there, which an oidem will have a lot of wine, that the eyes are going to be red from all the wine. This is derech, Rashi says, the derech of shoyis yayin, that the eyes are very red. Anyway, the derech of shoyis yayin. Uvevein shinayim yicholov. And from the roiv cholov, they didn't have so much milk, so the teeth are going to become so white, because they didn't have so much milk in the end of the year. So we were thinking, Lamaisa just now, so that's what they're saying, that's going to be the brother that's going to come to Judah. But the Lamaisa, the Gemara, the Ashens, and Judas, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ksubis Kuf Yud Aleph. Godol, Hamal bin Shinayim, Lechaveiroi, Yosef in Mashkeo Cholok. Greater is the one who's Malvin Shinayim, Lechaveiroi, Yosef in Mashkeo Cholok. Shenemar, Uleven Shinayim, Mecholok. Uleven Shinayim, Vidashun, Vilovon Shinayim. It's better to show somebody the white of your teeth. So right, if you have to get your teeth white, if you're not white, you better take care of them. Don't drink too much coke. But if not, we'll eventually deny him, whiten them with Crest commercial on the side. Anyway, we'll eventually deny him b'cholov. I'll take we'll eventually deny him ela v'libun shinayim. Libun Shinayim Mechol, it's most and more important is the Libun Shinayim than giving the person the drink. That's more important to the Banish Laila. Amir the Gemara. So it's the Gemara Ksubis Kofiyat Allah. We dash the apostle, Leven Shinayim Mechol, greater is the one who's Malbin Shinayim. So I saw Rosh Hashanah pick a sefer, he brings that with this. Other people say it also, a marshal of a guy is coming back. He was working in the field, he was working, putting up a wall. It's really, really, really sweaty, a long, hot day, nice, hot summer day. He comes back from the field and his mom is dying of thirst. His mom needs something to quench his thirst. He's so, so hot and so, so thirsty, and he just has to get something down his throat, some drink. And that moment, a guy comes out. He says, not only gives him a glass of water, a nice cold glass of milk. Mamish, beautiful, tasty glass of milk. Chalav Yisrael, afilo, make sure. So what happens? It's Gaval Gazach. What's greater than that, the Chazal say? Hamal ben Shinai. A guy who smiles at somebody else. A guy who shows the white of his teeth to somebody else of Versa. What's right? He shows the white of his teeth to Versa. What's the Kiyarev who shows the white of the teeth? What's Chazal's Kavod? He shows the white. Did you say smile? What did the say shows the white? Try that. There's two ways you could smile at Versa. Sometimes you smile, but it's not a real smile. You can't even barely see his teeth. Well, like, you know, a little bit, you know, you want to say, you're supposed to greet someone in the morning. Yourself, you want to greet somebody, probably, you know where to greet somebody. Show him those white teeth. There it is. A real smile. The white teeth. That's a real smile of a son. And that has more of an effect on somebody than a cold glass of milk. And what's the svarish about? Because the glass of milk nourishes the body, but the smile nourishes the soul. That smile advertised, put it in there. The smile nourishes the soul. When you smile at somebody, when you show them the white of your teeth, You have a murdering a koyach to make him feel happy, to make him feel like he's a somebody, to give him life, to give him real life, eternal life. When you smile at somebody, when you show him a sefer upon him, your voice. Because I'll tell us also in the Pirkei of Rav Nosson, from the Kabbal, as kol odom, odom. We'll get a song soon coming in addition. The sefer upon him, your voice. The Kabbal is kol odom. Kol odom obviously means two things. Every person, by side. What does every person mean, by side? Even the biggest nudnik. From the Kabbal, the sefer upon him, your voice. A guy comes over to you as a nudnik. Even on that nudnik, especially that nudnik. The Kabbal is sefer yonim, your voice. He hocks you up with stupid things. Asks you, Shah, what's the derech eretz of Chazal? Show him the way to you. How you doing? I have just one more question. Another question. Derech eretz one bothers you a lot. You know, you give it over to him, over the head. That's not the derech Chazal. I mean, the Kabbal is kol ha'odah. Every person. I feel nochi shebeshuk, even a guy. Even a guy who's a nudnik, even a guy who... That's the tzura of a person supposed to... And that's the derech eretz what Chazal teaching us. So Chazal keitzat. You gave your friend the greatest matana toivos, the greatest of gifts. You bought him the most nice diamond ring. You gave him the most beautiful, fancy gift. But your face is in the ground when he gives the gifts. Unbelievable. And obviously, you give a guy a gift. But your facial expression, give the gift, is down. You're not up. It's like you gave him nothing. Av makabos chaver b'seiv upon him yofis. Afilo nosim lo klum. Ma'alo chizki lo nosim lo klum atana shabayim. If you show a kind face, a smiley face, a happy face to somebody else, he comes over to, how you doing? How's life? You smile at him. And you accept it with a beautiful hadras upon him, or aras upon him, that's greater than giving him the greatest gift in the world. Why? That touches the spirit of a person. That builds the spirit of a person. There's the goof of the person, but there's the spirit also of a person. And when we build the spirit of somebody, it's a much greater present you give somebody. Because a present of a gift itself, a gift is something that you can use for physical. It's something that it's outward, something outwardly. But a smile penetrates the inside of the person. It builds the inner. It builds the pnim. It makes him feel good. It makes him feel like he's somebody. It builds his self-esteem. It builds his confidence. It builds who he are. He is. Or is upon him. To give a person a good smile, make him feel so good about himself, it's the greatest gift you can give somebody. All those guys who don't come to the shmooze in the bus, they're missing out on pearls. This is not my turn, but if you came to hear my speeches, oh, very good, okay, you like it, you don't like it, take it or leave it. But we usually say, oh, we're doing Chazal here, but all these guys outside who are doing nothing with their life, talking about peanut butter or something, about very important peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter cups. Where do they get it? One of the Tzlana, but they where do they learn this? You saw it. The person gets married, but he can buy the nice, most fanciest thing, but he doesn't spend time. He doesn't give what he says, he doesn't come home during the day for his work. He had a rough day. But he comes on and his face looks present, approaches his wife and his kids, is not the save upon him, your voice. So what's it all worth? Very nice, he bought them gifts, but lollipops for the kids, but his face is angry and thing. We have the most precious of things in the world. If Dimri Chazal, we learn everything, so gems and pearls to help you throughout life. These men, this Torah that we have, is from the Ibn Islam. It's the guiding light of all our whole lives. And we can make friends and influence people. We don't have to have books from Dale Carnegie. We can have to have the Torah at Deutsche that tells us, you know how to make friends and influence people. You know how to smile at them. Be a person with a savior upon him, your place. You're a big doily oiler on my side. He brings a vol beshver, Taka. He brings a Rom Grudzinski. The Torah Savram was a Talmud from the altar. the Talmud Muvik of the Alt of the Sobotka, he used to practice, he used to work on it for years, on this same problem. And even when talking from the ghetto, when he was forced into the ghetto, Ramais's face was always had an appearance of happiness. They say Rabbi saw Yaakov Lubchansky also. He was the Mashkiach and the Yeshiva from Baranovich, Rabbi Chono on his face, always whenever he greeted anybody, even though he was not inside, there was a fear. The Padma didn't know what was going to happen in the ghettos, but the outward expression was always a happy, it was always a horrors partner of us. And Gdolei Olam used to practice it. They say that when Gdolei Olam used to have a mirror, is to practice smiling. You walk into a gadol, you're right, you walk in there, think he's made with the ksais, 17 svarim on his table, and there he is, you walk in there, like a mirror. Big Gdolei Olam, Rabbi, so they have finished the stories about them. Because they held that it's able to show, have a perfect smile. That they smile at someone, give them a feeling that they're somebody, and give them a feeling that it's greater than giving a glass of milk. It's greater than nourishing the body. Because you can give a guy a smile, and he can change his life. If I say, you smile at somebody, he can change his whole life. You need to come near him. Rasul Salant used to say, he once met a guy who was in El Chodesh Elul. He was working in Chodesh Elul, you know, everybody gets very serious, Yom HaDin's coming. And he met a guy in Chodesh Elul that was, you know, with his very down and it. So he said to the Rasul Salant, he said, I don't understand something. Just because you're working on your voice Elul, everybody has to suffer. What's the pshat? He told him that your face is the Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Our faces are Rosh Hashanah Rabban, Rabbi Yisrael. That means that just like Rosh Hashanah Rabban, you can't dig a hole in it. Because a bar of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, you're high for it. Why? Someone got damaged that hole because it belongs to anybody that walked in. You make a hole, you're responsible for the damages. Your face belongs to the Rabban. Your face. You have his face. It doesn't belong to yourself because you don't see your face. When was the last time you saw your face? Only in the mirror. You don't see it. Without the mirror, you don't see your face. Who sees your face? Now, I'm not talking about Facebook. But who sees your face? Oh, what is that? Who sees your face? Everybody else sees your face. You don't see your face. You see everybody else's face. That means your face, Bamis, is really the property of everybody else. Your face is the property of everybody else, and therefore your facial expressions can damage other people because it belongs to the body. Thinking that the body is the machshava, right? Everybody's that. That our faces really are not the way we have our expression of our face. The expression of our face is really not ours, because the way we express it is how people want to perceive us. Now who we are, now how we perceive ourselves, and therefore what we give over with our faces is really we're expressing how we feel towards you, Rabin. And maybe if our face is down and upset, so we're giving them an appearance that we're upset and down in them. And our face is smiley and happy, our talent is giving them to what? To everybody else, showing that we care, we think highly of you, respect you, care about you, and we want to make you feel good. So let me see those whiteys! The Benchinayim Echolov the greatest glass of milk in the world, the greatest food you can give a person, much better to smile at somebody. Much better to show everybody that Takai Kia. And we know when the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows his greatest love for us, everybody says, what's it called? Keep an oar panecha! Nasat alonu! Hashem lakir toira aschaim yavitzrezen! There was our punim, our is punim. A murdering countenance, we call it an expression of the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he gave us Teres Chaim, was our punim, our is punim, a loving countenance. Because that's the sort of love, when it comes to countenance, is love, shows love, the feeling of love is passed over a Baisa. And that's what we have to realize a Baisa. We came to Yeshiva. Yeshiva is a place where we learn Derech Eretz, a Baisa. That's what you learn there as you become a mensch. We always said, Moshe Feinstein said over, and we said over, Moshe once spoke about, Ela told us, Noyach Ish Tzadik, Tom Hoyevida Roshe. First he was the Ish. The Tzidkis comes after the Ish. First you have to be a mensch. Be a mensch. What's meant to mensch, Rabbi Yisrael? Be a person who has a safety upon him, Yafas, and Makabas called Odom. Accept everybody. It's Kol Adam. Saver upon himself with a beautiful countenance, smiling, walking around with a good countenance. It could be things are going difficult in you. And we once said over a story of Shlomo Zalman, was coming out of the hospital, and Lamaisa, his wife had just been nifter. And a guy ran over to him, he didn't realize he was in the hospital, he thought he was visiting somebody. His wife had just walked out of the hospital, and the guy ran over to him and said, I just had a baby. And mom is my wife, and he wanted to get a broken Rav Shlomo Zalman. Imagine the picture, but I said, that moment, how the picture of Rav Shlomo Zalman was, like he was feeling that he lost his partner of many, many years. And there, he, with a big smile, and says, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. This guy didn't realize underneath the table what was going on, but the face of this person, I just had a chassid, but I said, we told you, Rav Shlomo Zalman's a gadol, he goes, you know, he's decided to say, oh, it was a person, a mensch, a person that we had, was assigned for him. His son had a tumor, and I hope Baruch Hashem, the operation was successful, but there was a sign of a brother-in-law, my brother-in-law. So the kids, so he, his son had, was going through, they found a tumor near his brain, whatever, hopefully it wasn't malignant. But he had come to, the night before they was having a major operation, he came to the chassid of my brother-in-law, his brother-in-law of my other brother-in-law. The kids, we'll figure out when we learn the vomit. Anyway, the Maisa, so the kids, so he came to see this, he came. And the Maisa, I see, he was a little bit tense, but he went over and gave Mazel Tov. It was just a count, he just saw his face. And to give a Mazel Tov with a smile, but you know what that takes? It's Gevurah. But this is that's what the Chassid wants for us, of course, in this world. To walk around with a good countenance. We have difficulties in our own lives, but our face, our Rishulis, our Rabbim, it doesn't belong to us. And it just could be about if I care. The more we show people, the more we are by derech eret, the more we smile at others, Hashem will smile upon us and show us his aras upon him.